From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States and Russia appear not yet to have reached agreement on how to end the violence in Syria. Their respective top diplomats, Secretary of State John Kerry and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, are expected to meet again, perhaps later this week in Geneva. But U.S. spokesman Mark Toner had nothing to announce Wednesday.
I don't have any travel to announce at this time. I can say that the Secretary remains committed to continuing efforts to try and resolve the remaining or outstanding issues in order to reach an arrangement on Syria that will put in place a durable cessation of hostilities, provide humanitarian access to all areas, and lead to a resumption of talks between parties in Geneva.
He said Washington won't agree to an arrangement that doesn't meet U.S. core objectives. University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zunas said one of those likely is the flow of humanitarian aid to besieged areas.
The question, of course, is what can be done both for the immediate situation, but also under what terms. For example, the Syrian regime, backed by the Russians, has been holding out for essential surrender for rebel groups and their supporters and some of the besieged areas.
And Turkey's recent incursion into northern Syria appears to complicate an agreement. Gabon's newly elected president, Ali Bongo, has dismissed European Union criticism of the August 27 election that he won by a thin margin over his main rival, Jean Ping. In a broadcast interview aired Wednesday, Mr. Bongo said fraud took place, insisting that Ping's supporters was behind it. Tuesday, an EU election observer team reported a clear anomaly in a Bongo stronghold with a 99% turnout and a 95% vote for Mr. Bongo, when nationwide only 48% of voters cast ballots. This is VOA News.